You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Julie Northcutt, the CEO and founder of CaregiverList.com, the premier service connecting seniors and professional caregivers with the most reliable senior care options, highest quality ratings, and outstanding careers nationwide. Julie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So, first of all, what common misconceptions do seniors and their families have regarding the cost of senior care and the government covering these costs?
Well, the biggest one is people think the government pays for long-term care in a nursing home. And actually, it does not unless you qualify for Medicaid, which is only for extremely low-income individuals. You have to have less than $2,000 in assets in most states to qualify for Medicaid benefits. And then Medicaid will pay for a nursing home, but otherwise, the rest of us are on our own to pay for senior care needs.
Why is there such a growing need for senior caregivers, and what type of training or education is needed to become a caregiver?
Well, demographics is the biggest reason. The number of seniors over the age of 65 is going to triple in the next decade. And in addition, the number of oldest old, which is people 80 years or older, is also going to greatly increase as people are living longer. However, as we live longer, at least 2 years of our lives probably will require caregiving services. So with the population tripling for the number of seniors and the need to have some care assistance while we're living longer means there's going to be a need for more professional caregivers.
How can CaregiverList.com be a useful tool to not only seniors and their families but also caregivers?
Well, first, for seniors and their families, CaregiverList outlines the senior care options and costs. We have the daily cost of every nursing home in the country, which is needed when a senior is discharged from a hospital now. They're usually referred to a nursing home for rehabilitation services. So for instances such as a stroke or hip replacement, Medicare will pay for short-term care in a nursing home, only for up to 100 days and for a portion of that cost. And so CaregiverList has the actual cost of nursing homes and then explains the value of having a licensed senior home care agency to provide care. It's important to protect a lifetime of assets with the proper care management as well as workers' compensation insurance and payroll taxes for senior caregivers in the home. And then we also outline assisted living options. And assisted living can be very complicated. It's even more complicated than purchasing a home because some assisted living centers, you know, have rehabilitation wings. Some do not. Some assisted living accept seniors with memory loss. Others don't. So it's very complicated when you're going down the road of choosing senior care, and CaregiverList provides information for a roadmap. In addition, we have a professional career center that has the licensing and training requirements for professional caregivers in every state of the country. And we also have practice certified nursing aid tests, a directory of certified nursing aid schools, and other community tools to help those who are interested in becoming a caregiver to learn about working in the industry.
Today we're joined by Julie Northcutt, the CEO and founder of CaregiverList.com, the premier service connecting seniors and professional caregivers with the most reliable senior care options, highest quality ratings, and outstanding careers nationwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Julie, do you have any tips on the best hiring practices to find the best people to get your company up and running?
Well, you know, your care in the home with senior caregivers is really only as good as the caregiver. And Caregiver List does provide tools for hiring professional caregivers so that you can very quickly understand their background. We find that the best metric for success is their experience. Even a caregiver who hasn't worked professionally may have personal experience, and if they're attracted to the industry for reasons that come from the heart, you'll find that they definitely will be doing the caregiving for all those aspects beyond just financial.
How can companies use the growing number of baby boomers to improve their businesses?
Well, I think it's very important to target baby boomers in a fashion that works. The baby boomer generation, you know, those are the group of people who changed the world in the 60s, right? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Those were the boomers. And they're also changing the way they want to age. So it's important to realize you're not talking to the grandmother that you talked to 20 years ago. They're still actively living life and many times even pursuing careers. And they also want to enjoy healthy aging. So whatever your business is, just realize that talking to a baby boomer who is aging is different than talking to the World War II generation before them.
What advice do you have for other entrepreneurs that are looking to start their business, especially online?
Well, I think it's important to remember that even though you may be an online business, that good business skills are the same whether you're online or offline. You know, having a quality reputation and quality content truly matter. And so just make sure that you're applying the same tools you would use for business success offline, you know, in the online world. If anything, the good news is that online websites are now being held accountable. People really want to know the source of the information. So definitely use that to your advantage to promote your expertise in whatever area your business is in.
Certainly appreciate the information and advice. She is Julie Northcutt, the CEO and founder of CaregiverList.com, the premier service connecting seniors and professional caregivers with the most reliable senior care options, highest quality ratings, and outstanding careers nationwide. And the website, again, is simply CaregiverList.com. Julie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.